This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Addition to the Chiefs defensive lineman, they got help in the offseason by drafting this kid, Ashton Gelati, here with us on the show. Ashton, let's get down to it, man. What's it like to join the team like Kansas City, a team that's been successful, has been known to be a champion, and what was that like getting drafted all on the same day by the Kansas City Chiefs?
Obviously, it's just a great blessing. It's something that, again, dreamed of and worked for since I was a kid, and obviously, to hear my name called was something special, but also to be called by the team that I was kind of left me speechless. And, you know, again, just very grateful to be a part of the culture and be a part of this team and just looking for my way that I can, you know, contribute.
You said you were speechless when you got the call and it was the Kansas City Chiefs. Why did that one in particular leave you speechless? Did you not know Kansas City may be in the mix?
No, so yeah, I mean, they kind of like underplayed me a little bit. Like they were like trying to like talk to me a little bit, but like not a lot. So I didn't really know if I was gonna get picked by them. And obviously, you're just sitting on the couch, like, you know, I was going in the third round. I'm like, I don't even know if I'll get picked today, or we'll see how it goes. And obviously, they called me, and I was like, oh snap.
Yeah.
And like it's just because like all the tension of just waiting, you know what I'm saying? And again, Ted, the team that called me was just amazing.
You know what? I think the cool part about that is the story that kind of circulated after the pick, Ashton, and Brett Veach, I guess, was, you know, picking there at number 66, and, you know, teams are starting to try to trade up a little bit, and there were some trade rumors out there. The teams were trying to trade up to get you. And as soon as you were selected by the Chiefs, a couple of other teams said, we're not going to worry about trading up now because that was the guy we wanted. Not only do you get picked by the Super Bowl champs, which we'll still call the Chiefs, the best team in the NFL, not only do you get picked by them, but you had other teams that wanted to trade up for you. That's got to be like a feather in your cap. You got to feel pretty good about that, too.
Nah, it feels good, but again, at the end of the day, I'm trying not to think about that. I'm just trying to get in here and work. So, again, just thankful that the Chiefs took me and, you know, just ready to get to work for him.
No doubt about it. So interesting here, you'll be on the same defensive line as Chris Jones. Has there been any conversation yet with him? I know you have a history with George Karlaftis. Maybe kind of give us a little bit of insight on that, and then like what the expectations maybe for you are joining the defensive line with those two guys on it.
No, obviously Chris Jones is a legend, and I don't want to like over jump the hand or anything. So I just want to get in there and work, see what I can learn from him. But obviously, I feel like that's a phenomenal person to learn from. Just how many years he has and how dominant he's been for his career. So that's kind of what it is for that. But George, I mean, we had the same college coach, so it just kind of worked out. It was really funny how it works out. And, you know, going into my sophomore year, I got my coach came to Louisville because he was part of the staff. And Georgia was just so happy to use Louisville for, like, off-season training. And my coach was like, yo, well, I got a former player here. He's on the Chiefs, and I think you'd like him. I think he'd be able to help a little bit, give you a little wisdom. And that's kind of how that relationship formed, which is, like, me either going in to watch how he worked or watching film or stuff like that with him. So, obviously, being on the same team, just furthers that connection. So,
Ashton, I would imagine, and maybe I'm imagining wrong, and maybe I'm just nuts, but like you're sitting there and you're having these conversations with George Karlaftis, you probably have to look at him and say, hey, man, what's like the biggest difference from going from college where we were having a lot of success to the NFL where we're young and we're new and we don't know anything? Did he talk to you about what some of the biggest adjustments are going to be that you have to make just as a person to have the success in the NFL that you had in college?
Well, every time about football, every time about life.
I'm talking about both, man. I'd rather talk about life, quite honestly. So if he's got some good life nuggets for you, great. If he's got some football ones too.
Yeah, I think for life, it's just like learning how to, again, distance yourself from people and say no. And that's obviously a hard thing to do, especially when like you want to be able to give back or be kind to people. Just learning how to say no. Get in your schedule, get in your routine, making sure you have a plan of what you want to do, what you need to do, and then getting in that routine. Because obviously, as an adult, I mean, college is really strict regimented, and NFL is a little bit, but they give you obviously a little bit more freedom to decide because you're a professional. You're supposed to be able to conduct your own schedule. So your treatment, your massages, all that stuff, like you need to be able to figure that what works for you and plan that with the people who are in the building. So I think just really maximizing the opportunity and using the resources there is going to be the biggest thing. And obviously getting that playbook, that's, again, the biggest thing, especially same thing in college, like the biggest thing that stops you from playing is your knowledge. So if I can get in the playbook and apply to the scheme and get behind what's bagged and Coach Colin, they're teaching me, and the faster I can get on that, on board with that, the faster I can have an impact other than special teams, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So it's kind of interesting, Ashton, there is, you know, being a college kid for the last, you know, few years or so, and to think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be 30 years old this year. I know it's wild. It makes me feel really old. When you're in college and all of a sudden, you know, I don't know if you're a video game guy or, you know, you obviously follow the sport of football and you see Mahomes do these crazy things, man, now you're going to wear the same jersey as him. Is that kind of like a huge, like I'm here, I've arrived? Like, I know it's not an ego thing. I'm not trying to say that, but it's more so like, that's the dude that, like, I played with on Madden, or that's the dude that makes those stupid throws that I watch on highlights, and now he's my teammate.
No, again, it makes it very, as a defender, it makes you very relaxed when you have someone like that, someone of that caliber across the ball. And obviously, it allows defenses to play free and feel free to take chances and stuff like that. But it's kind of surreal. It's not like I've made it, because I don't think I've made it yet. You know, obviously, we still got to work, and I still got to be able to put out something before I can say I've made it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think just to be, again, on a team with like someone like Pat Mahomes, like that's just crazy. Because I mean, obviously you look at them a lot and you're like, okay, but you kind of forget that they're just like they're people. So it's gonna be a little different probably seeing them at work, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Is there something, Ashton Gelati, that you'd like to ask Patrick Mahomes or maybe even it's Travis Kelce or heck, maybe even Andy Reid? You're like, I've been watching you guys win all these Super Bowls and do this kind of stuff. Is there something you're like, man, I got to ask Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid or Travis Kelce this?
I feel like it's just the process. Like, what's the process and, like, how do they have so much longevity? Like, and I mean, you can get that from George, too, but, like, it's just how have you built, like, your historic career and, like, what was your foundation? What are your principles, like, that helped get you there? I feel like that's the biggest thing that I would probably ask.
Yeah, I think that's good because you might as well ask the best, right? I mean, Mahomes is the best that's ever lived. Andy Reid's the best that ever lived. Travis is the best that's ever lived, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so looking at your childhood growing up, did you have an idol on the football field? Is there somebody you're like, that's the guy that I want to be?
I was a big fan of Ray Lewis growing up, just because, I don't know, something about it. And he was also from Florida. I'm not born in Florida, but I was raised in Florida. But something about it, like, I was just like, man, I want to be, like, I want to be a linebacker. Like, and it's weird because now I'm playing DN, and it's more of what I would have wanted. And you know, obviously, there's a lot of people you look up to. It's just, yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So we talk about Kansas City. You said you can talk about life, talk about football. What do you know or like about Kansas City, like the culture of it, obviously?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
See the barbecue, you know, Mecca of the world. You've got the jazz museums, the Negro Leagues baseball museum. Like, is there anything that you're really pining to try in Kansas City now that you might be here for some time?
Obviously, since I got the call, I've gotten plenty of recommendations for barbecue spots. So I haven't even been able to try it yet. So hopefully I can get in there, try some good barbecue. But I just really want to just kind of embrace the city for what it is and just be able to be in it. And, you know, obviously see those little things, see a Royals game, all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, we appreciate the time. Best of luck in your young NFL career. Congratulations on being selected by the Chiefs, and welcome to Kansas City, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
And that was Ashton Gelati. Ashton Gelati out of Louisville, defensive lineman. Says Chris Jones is a legend. We got to dive into that a little bit later on.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.